So, as I'm getting older, I'm realizing that parts of me age better than others. I wish I could say the same for Annie Get Your Gun. Annie Get Your Gun is a musical based on the life of Annie Oakley. The musical hit stages in 1946 and garnered lots of laughs as audiences followed Annie's adventures in show business and in love. Many of the laughs the show elicited from the audience were at the expense of Native Americans and women. In fact, when the show was revived in the 60s and again in the 90s, lyrics were drastically changed in several songs, and a couple of songs were left out altogether. The later revivals even changed the iconic ending of Annie, Get Your Gun. But I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, so let's start at the beginning. The musical begins when Buffalo Bill's Wild West show comes into town. The star of the show is the sharp-shooting Frank Butler. Frank usually beats all comers in marksmanship until he meets his match in Annie Oakley, a fresh-faced, innocent young girl from the country. The inexperienced Annie falls head over heels for the self-proclaimed bad, bad man, Frank Butler. Annie is invited, because of her skills with a gun, to join Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. And as she falls more and more for Frank, she eventually asks Frank if he likes her too. Well, Frank explains, the girl I want will wear satin and smell of cologne. Annie wears Western apparel and smells like gunpowder. But even so, Frank can't help falling for Annie. Listen to them sing as they begin to recognize their feelings.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful, so they say. And with a moon up above, it's wonderful. Tell me, I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand, and the thing that's known as romance is one.
As they tell you, house one morning, and without any warning, you're stopping people shouting that love is grand.
To hold a man in your arms is wonderful, wonderful, in every way, I should say.
As others see Annie falling for Frank, they begin to give her advice, including advice about what men love in a woman and what they want in a woman. They convince Annie that they are right to the point that she sings, "You can't get a man with a gun. When I'm with a pistol, I sparkle like a crystal. Yes, I shine like the morning sun. But I lose all my luster when with a bronco buster, oh, you can't get a man with a gun." The sad, sad premise of this song is that no one could possibly love you when you are being your true self, your fullest self. Oh, I wish Annie was familiar with our scripture from today. God is building a house. Christ came and preached peace. Christ treated us as equals and so made us equals. Through Christ, we both share the same spirit and have equal access to the Creator. That's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here. God is building a home. God's using us all, using you and me and every person. God's using the spirit of every person to build this house. And in this house, in this body, God is quite at home. You know, God is quite at home in the rooms built on the spirit of Annie Oakley. God is at home in the rooms built upon the spirit of Jenna from our first musical waitress, and from Charlie and Simon. And don't you know God loves kinky boots? I mean, all those depictions of God barefoot and Jesus in sandals, come on. I mean, God is bound to love some cowboy boots and red high-heeled boots on 6'4" drag queens and square-toed steel-tipped boots on stone butch women and house shoes and flip-flops. There is no combination that God can't use in God's house, in the body of Christ. Not at all. What really matters is authenticity. The musical Annie Get Your Gun can teach us a little about that. In the 1999 revival of the show, audiences were dropping off a bit. The house was only 50 to 60% full on most nights, until Reba McEntire took over the leading role from Bernadette Peters. Ben Brantley wrote in the New York Times, "Making her Broadway debut, Reba McEntire glides into the title role of Annie Get Your Gun like a seabird landing on water." Miss McEntire cannily milks the parallels between her own novice status and her onstage role as a gawking rural stranger in the strange land of show business. Unlike Miss Peters, whose appeal is essentially urban, Reba wears folksiness like a skin instead of a costume. They needed a country girl to play a country girl. Authenticity. But the sad truth is that everybody can't handle everybody being their own body, following their own dreams, their own hearts, their own happiness. Now, listen, I'm not advocating for selfish, heedless pursuit of your own ambitions and dreams. I'm simply talking about being true to yourself. I saw a meme on Facebook, and of course, when I wanted it, I couldn't find it again. So if any of you have a system for how to organize those so you can come back to them later, please let me know after the service. But I had to go to Amanda, who keeps up with things like that, and she found it for me. And here's what it says. A friendly reminder that you don't need to fully understand the nuances of gender identity to know that each individual person knows who they are better than you ever will. Can that not be said about every part of us? That each individual person knows who they are better than anyone else ever will? Now, I don't want to make a mistake of painting Annie with a single brush. She, like many of us, is complex. We're not a single stroke with a single brush and a single color. Annie's lots of things. For all her fire and competitive spirit, she is also tender and nurturing. And that's very apparent as she sings to her young siblings a whiskey lullaby.
Behind the hill, there's a busy little still where your pappy's working in the moonlight. Your loving pa isn't quite within the law, so he's hiding there behind the hill.
So Annie is a part of Buffalo Bill's Wild West show, and this exposure to Frank increases her love for him, and by goodness, it increases his love for her, though she is rough around all the edges. Annie goes on a tour of Europe with the Wild West show, and when she returns, Annie and Frank confess their love for each other and decide to marry. When Annie shows Frank the medals, however, that she earned from shooting competitions all over Europe, his ego is wounded, He can't believe that this little Annie is such a better shot than he is and has the hardware to prove it. His pride is hurt. They call off the wedding. But they challenge each other to one last shooting match to decide who is the best shot once and for all. As the match is ready to begin, Annie's and Frank's egos get the best of them again, and it leads them to sing, "Anything you can do, I can do better."
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yeah.
So can a rat.
Anything you can sing, I can sing higher.
I can sing anything higher than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
I can buy cheaper. I can buy anything cheaper than you.
50 cents.
40 cents.
Free on Amazon.
20 cents.
No, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say softer.
I can say anything softer than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
You can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I can drink my liquor faster than a flicker.
I can drink it quicker and get even sicker.
I can open any safe
without being caught.
Sure.
That's what I thought, you crook.
I can jump a hurdle.
I can wear a girdle.
I can knit a sweater.
I can feel it better.
I can do most anything.
Can you make a pie?
Nah.
No, neither can I.
Anything you can sing, I can sing sweeter.
I can sing anything sweeter than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
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 Can't, can't, can't.
Yes, I can, can. Yes.
I love Annie's fire. I love the way that she stands up to Frank. But I don't love what happens next in the story. Here's another example of Annie not aging well, of the storyline written for her in the 1940s, just not making it in the 21st century. Sitting Bull convinces Annie to deliberately lose the shooting match to Frank, reminding her that she can't get a man with a gun. And only after Annie throws the match to soothe Frank's ego do Frank and Annie reconcile and decide to marry. Sad. You know, I wrestled with this part of my sermon this week, and it was a very strange experience. I have no trouble calling out the racism in Annie Get Your Gun. I have no trouble calling out the classism of it and the way it stereotypes rural versus urban. But I wasn't sure that I could call it out for its sexism. And then I saw Wally Funk blast off in a spaceship. Now, don't even get me started on boys and their toys or millionaires avoiding taxes. I want to talk about Wally. The 82-year-old became the oldest person to go into space. 6 decades after being denied that right by the United States government. Wally Funk was one of the Mercury 13 group of female pilots, also referred to as First Lady astronaut trainees, who underwent psychological screenings and rigorous physical testing with a view to taking part in NASA's early space efforts. But without warning, and for no apparent reason, the program for the women was canceled in 1962 when the U.S. government announced that women were no longer allowed to use military training facilities that were required for their training. That's it. Done. You know, the U.S. has not gotten gender rights right yet. Women still earn only 80 cents on the dollar for the same jobs. Women of color, even less. Women make up just 1/4 of the U.S. Congress. And the Catholic Church, the largest religious denomination in the world, will not allow women to serve as priests, will not allow women to represent the welcome of Jesus Christ. Now, why would I be hesitant to call this kind of inequity out? I don't know. But at least part of it must be what I was taught about how a girl should behave, how we must act in order not to upset men. And even here, I want to be extra careful, make sure you know I'm not talking about all men. I don't even believe I'm talking about most men. But many of us were taught that. I want to share with you a letter that was written by Lisa Norgren about an experience that happened in her house, in her kitchen, with her and her daughter and her father, her daughter's grandfather. A grown man looms behind my 3-year-old daughter. Occasionally he will poke or tickle her, and she responds by shrinking, smaller and smaller with each unwanted advance. I imagine her trying to become slight enough to slip out of her booster seat and under the table. When my mother views this scene, she sees playful taunting, a grandfather engaging with his granddaughter. But I don't. "You can tell him no, May," I say. "If this isn't okay, you can say something like, 'Papa, please back up. I would like some space for my body.'" As I say the words, my stepfather leans in a little closer. "Mama," my daughter says, "can't you say it?" Surprised. A 3-year-old girl doesn't feel comfortable defending herself against a grown man. A man that has stated he loves and cares for her over and over again, and yet stands here showing zero concern for her wishes about her own body. I ready myself for battle. "Papa, please back up. May would like some space for her body." He doesn't move. "Papa, I should not have to ask you twice. Please back up. May is uncomfortable." Oh, relax, he says, reaching out and ruffling her hair. The patriarchy stands, patronizing me in my own kitchen. We're just playing. No, I say, you were playing. She was not. She's made it clear she would like some space. Now, please back up. I can play how I want with her, he says, straightening his posture. My chest tightens. No. No, you cannot play however you want with her. It's not okay to have fun with someone who does not want to play. He retreats to the living room, and my daughter stares up at me, and her eyes shine with admiration for her mama. It would be so easy to see a little girl being taught that her wishes don't matter, that her body is not her own, that even people she loves will mistreat and ignore her, and that all of this is okay in the name of other people, men, having fun. But what I see instead is a little girl watching her mama. I see a little girl learning that her voice matters, that her wishes matter. I see a little girl learning that she is allowed and expected to say no. I see her learning that this is not okay. They tried to fix Annie. Later revivals had Annie and Frank both miss their targets intentionally. Now, if you've been here for any of this series, I gotta be me. You know how I feel about that. So I'm gonna end this series exactly where we began it, with this story. At the close of World War II, 200 French soldiers were brought home to Paris. They had been prisoners of war. All were victims of amnesia. The trauma they had received at the hands of the Japanese army had wiped out their memories, and they simply did not know who they were. Many of the cases were quickly solved. However, there were 32 men who could not be identified. No one knew them. Every newspaper in France agreed to publish the pictures of the 32 men on the front pages of their papers. Anyone with information on the men was to come to the Paris Opera House on a certain night. The designated night came, and the house was completely filled. The lights were dimmed, and the first of the 32 amnesia victims stepped onto the stage. He walked into the spotlight at the center stage and turned slowly, looking over the completely full auditorium. And then, before the silent mass of his fellow French citizens, he asked, "Does anybody out there know who I am?" What we've tried to tell you for this month is people will know who you are if you tell them, if you show them who you are. Not so that they can weigh in and give their opinions about it, but so that they will know who you are and you can be you. Because no one knows better than you do who you are, unless maybe God, who knows you from the inside out and is well pleased.
Whether I'm right. or never belong. I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live, not merely survive. And I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. The dream that I see makes me one.